Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are.
Hello and welcome. My name is Simon Edwards. With my wife Tina, I am one of the small group leaders in Stoke Poges Church. You will hear many other voices during this podcast, and Tina and I would like to thank everyone who has contributed in front of a microphone and behind the scenes, stitching it all together. Thank you. Thank you, Natasha, for assembling and delivering bags of fun to our younger church members last week. If you received one of these bags and haven't already used up all the goodies, now would be a great time to see what you have and to get creative. If you had one of these bags, you should also have received this week's extra, wool and instructions for making a sheep. We would love it if you would make your sheep and give her or him a name. With the help of your parents or guardian, please could you take a picture of your sheep and send it to the church office email address, not forgetting to tell us your sheep's name. If you haven't received a bag and would like one, please let Natasha know via the church office. Contact details are on the church website. If you are over 11 years old, I am sorry there are no activity bags for you, but we do hope you are richly blessed by this time together. Today, we are going to explore life to the full in Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life. At the start, you heard the opening of a song I am listening to a lot at the moment called The Way, New Horizon. God has promised, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Let's draw near to God through singing Who You Say I Am, followed by The Way, New Horizon. Declarations of what we believe and encouragement to our souls. The words are in the PDF service sheet. Let's sing together.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am.
Free at last, he has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, I am. Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth.
One of the verses we have just sung says, "It's a new horizon and I'm set on you, and you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you." Amen to that and hallelujah. When we truly encounter God through our risen Saviour Jesus Christ, all shame, all fear, all doubt just melts away. And every time we meet with our God, we have the opportunity to lay before him the accumulated selfish stuff in our minds and hearts, which separates us from him, what the Bible calls sin. Our vicar, Natasha, will now lead us in an act of confession of our sins to God. Natasha.
Thank you, Simon, for that introduction. Confession shapes our Christian living as one body, and God delights in all of our worship. So we come to confession with both regret and relief. A deep regret at how we've failed our Heavenly Father, but a wonderful relief that he still loves us. It's in this sense that we always live at the foot of the cross, conscious of our sin, but praising our Saviour. Can we now come to confession? And today we're going to use our hands and the words in bold from the service sheet to say sorry to God together. Put one hand out in front of you and make a fist and say with me, we are sorry for the times we have got angry with other people. Now point away from yourself with your index finger and say, we are sorry for the times we have blamed others and seen things wrong in others without recognizing how much is also wrong in us. Now, close up your hand and hold it close to your chest. And let's say, we are sorry for the times we have kept things selfishly to ourselves and not been prepared to give to those who need our help. Now put your hand over your mouth and say with me, we are sorry for the foolish words we have spoken, which have hurt other people. Now this next one will be a little bit harder, but put your hand over your eyes and say with me, we are sorry that we have deliberately chosen not to see the good things we could have done to help other people. And finally, put your hand over one ear and say if you can, we are sorry for the times we have not listened to the cry of those who are poor or who suffer injustice. Now, hold out that same hand open with palm upward, as if you're waiting to receive something. Jesus says, if you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. So we bring all that we are to Jesus, all our sins and our failure to love. Thank you that you died for us so that we might be forgiven and start a new life in the power of your Holy Spirit. Now, trace the shape of a cross with the index finger of your other hand on the palm you are holding out. This is a way to remember that it is through the cross that our sins are forgiven. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Natasha. I have the privilege of leading our church's ministry for young people in year groups 7 and up, which we call 7 Up. Normally, we meet in St Andrew's Coffee Shop on the second and fourth Sundays of the month during the service to enjoy fun, food, fellowship, deepening our connections with God and with each other. Not deterred by lockdown restrictions, we are meeting using Zoom video conferencing. There is a lot less sugar being consumed, but we are still having a great time together on second and fourth Sundays. If you are a teenager or have a child or grandchild in year group 7 to 13 who you think might like to taste and see what 7 Up is all about, please contact the church office to find out more. We would love to hear from you. Members of 7 Up and my fellow 7 Up leaders have each recorded themselves reading a verse of today's Bible passage, which you can find on your service sheet. These have been skillfully stitched together by You Know Who, you'll hear from her in a minute, into a single Bible reading. I wonder how many of the voices you can recognise. So, over to you, 7-Up team, to read for us John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10.
Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber.
The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep.
The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice.
Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them.
Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep.
All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them.
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out, and they will find pasture."
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, 7-Up team. Tina Edwards will now dig a little deeper into this passage for us. Tina.
How lovely to hear so many individual voices. Thank you, 7-Up, for reading for us today. Before we look at this passage from John together, a short prayer. Father, thank you for your word to us today through the Gospel of John. Help us to hear your voice through what I share. Amen. This passage from John's Gospel may be very familiar to you, especially the picture Jesus draws of the sheep and the shepherd. When we read this passage from John, there are levels of understanding being told. The top level is a picture of a shepherd caring for and protecting the sheep. That's easy to relate to. But there is also a deeper picture of the way of life Jesus is offering to those listening and to those reading it today, us. Verse 6 tells us the Pharisees didn't grasp the deeper level of what Jesus was sharing with them. In verse 7, Jesus told them, "I am the gate, the shepherd of the sheep." He doesn't say who the sheep are, but we do know from other passages that if Jesus is the good shepherd, we who follow him are his sheep. Jesus says he is the gate. Notice he uses the metaphor of a gate, not a door. Jesus isn't asking us to walk into a sealed room with a solid door you can't see through. You can see through a gate. You can see what lies beyond. But a gate into what? Jesus tells us, "Whoever enters through me will be saved." On the night Jesus was betrayed, he told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 10, verse 6. We have been told that Jesus is the way to the Father, God, and that through Jesus we will be saved. From Jesus' other teachings, we know he means saved from sin and eternal death, if we believe and trust in him. There is more. In verse 9, Jesus tells us, "We will come in and go out and find pasture." But how do we find this good pasture, or even a gate for that matter? I'm really pleased it isn't a snappy, barky dog pushing us into the field. With a voice full of love for his sheep, Jesus tells us he stands at the gate, ready to open it. Ready for us to come into relationship with Father God. Most amazing to me is he calls us by name, individually. Have a look at verse 3. He calls his sheep by name. Jesus does not, though, invite us to be shut away in a cosy, comfortable field, but to be drawn to a place to live and grow, where we find and follow the Good Shepherd. Jesus tells the Pharisees that the sheep are happy to follow a voice they know and trust in verse 4. Are we listening to Jesus' voice? Do we seek and trust his voice? What other voices are in our lives? Do those voices agree with what Jesus tells us? If not, should we be following them? There is even more. Best of all, Jesus tells us at the end of verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have life to the full. In some translations, they use the word abundance. So what is this abundance or full life that Jesus offers us here? Let's picture an apple tree full of apples, an abundance of fruit, full of fruit. What could you do with all of those apples at harvest time? You could build a bigger barn to store them all in. Today that might translate as buying a bigger freezer. But Jesus didn't ask us to build a bigger barn to store it all for ourselves. Jesus calls us to share what we have, as the early church did in Acts chapter 2. This isn't just material things, of course. We have a lot more to share. What did Jesus' abundant life look like? What abundance did he share? If we look at the material things Jesus had, it's not a very long list. He didn't own any personal transport. We know he had to borrow a donkey to ride into Jerusalem for the final time, and the writers of the Gospel tell us he walked. Sometimes he hitched a ride on a boat. He didn't own a home, but often stayed in friends' houses as he travelled. Some were very new friends. Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today. He didn't have spare cash. When he needed to feed 5,000 people at the end of a day, he multiplied the little others placed into his hands, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So let's be careful that the picture we have in our heads for abundance isn't one of material wealth. This is not what Jesus promised his followers. Later on in John 16, looking at verse 33, he told them, in this world you will have trouble. But then he reassures them, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Jesus has a heart overflowing with love for individual people, people he met and those that would come after him, including us, of course. This was his abundance. He shared who he was, what he had, what he'd seen and learnt from his Father and experienced on earth. And he taught others how to do the same, his disciples. What the early church did in Acts was just following the example Jesus had set them. Because they shared this fullness of life, this abundance, first with each other, then those in Jerusalem, then throughout Judea, and over time to the ends of the known world, we know all about it, and we can share this today with each other and others. Jesus trusted and followed his Father. He invites us to do the same, to listen to his voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, calling us individually by name to follow him through the gate of faith, wherever he leads us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tina. An Old Testament scripture which helps us trust in God, our Good Shepherd, is the 23rd Psalm. The words of this well-known Psalm of David helped me and Tina during a difficult period last year. With Natasha's support, we spent some time reading and reflecting on the psalm together, led by the Holy Spirit. And through that process, God healed us and set us free from hurts which we had been carrying for some time. Whether you want God's healing, his deliverance, his reassurance, his peace, or simply the wonder of his presence, the 23rd Psalm is good pasture for us. Let's spend some time together in that good pasture by singing The Lord's My Shepherd, a beautiful song by Stuart Townend based on the 23rd Psalm. The words are on the service sheet.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me. Guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his will trust in you, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will
thank you, Heavenly Father, for your endless mercy. Help us to trust in your goodness. Amen. As we remain in God's good pasture, the Nixon family will lead us in prayers inspired by today's Bible passage and the 23rd Psalm.
The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Dear Lord, we pray that you will guide us in all things because you are the shepherd. We are grateful to be led by you because we know that we need your love and patience. Jesus, by that love we will remain safe in the sheepfold. We are thankful to be among those worthy of your care. Raising our voices in prayer and song, we wait to hear your voice calling us by name. You are the good shepherd who leads us out of the sheepfolds and shows us the safe path. Let us hear your call and be willing to follow that path. Though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear. We pay for the refreshing of our spirit to help us every day face the trials of life and not succumb to the temptations that the devil throws in our path. May your faithful love support us and soothe the anxiety of our hearts. We ask you to bring healing to those who are sick with the virus at this time, and to comfort their families and friends. Strengthen and protect all medical professionals caring for the sick and all who work in our medical facilities. Give wisdom to leaders in healthcare and governance that they may make the right decisions for the well-being of us all. We pray in gratitude for all those in our country who will continue to work in the days ahead in so many fields of life for the sake of us all.
He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. We thank you for this, your spirit that is always with us. Please help us to be thankful for our blessings, for the food in our shops, roofs overhead, clean running water, our doctors, nurses and carers. Help us to share what we have with those who have less than us. We ask that you especially help the poor and sick at this time. We think of all our friends around the world and ask that you keep them safe and well. We lift up to you all those who we know are sick and in need of help at this time. Please take a moment in quiet prayer to lift those in need to God. Thank you that wherever we go and whatever we do, we know that you're never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love will go too.
Even though we are very small, we know that we are important to you. You rescue us and keep us safe. You make us brave and strong. Help us to follow you every single day and to share your love with family and friends.
I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me. Father, we know that when one or more of us come together in your name, that our prayers will be answered. Although we may be apart, we have come together now in prayer and in the sure knowledge that you will hear and answer our prayers. We ask you to help us to live faithfully and to trust in your plan for us. We pray that you would walk alongside us all throughout this week. Please join us in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Piers, Abigail, Meredith and Alison, for your heartfelt prayers. And thank you everyone for joining us today. Natasha, Nigel Lowe and team look forward to you joining them next Sunday as we continue to journey together from Easter to Pentecost. In the meantime, if you would like to explore today's reading some more, The activity sheet and the Going Deeper section at the end of the service sheet have been created to help you do that. And to our young people, I say, don't forget your sheep. Much of this podcast has been quite reflective, really. So we are going to end with something completely different. A very lively song, much loved by Tina and other Young at Heart members of our church family, including me. Before that, please join with me in a final prayer. The words are on the service sheet. Let us pray together. Jesus, I journey with you this week as you journey with me. I will go where you go. Amen. So to close, let's sing together Every Move I Make by Hillsong Kids.